Hi, darling.
How you doing, Miss Q? What's up, everybody?
Hello, everybody. Miss Q here.
Yes, yes, yes. It's my lovely new host, Miss Q. I would love for you to tell the people more about yourself.
Well, I'm 30. I am a single, divorced mother of one son. I'm interested in the podcasting, letting people hear my opinion, my thoughts on things, and hopefully I can help some people out along the way.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. What exactly made you want to do this? Out of the some of the things you just mentioned.
I mean, I love to talk. You know, I want people to hear my point of view on everything. I probably talk a little too much, so I feel like this would be a great stepping stone, good platform for me to people to hear me.
Yes, I believe it's always a good platform for anybody to express themselves. But yeah, keep it classy at the same time. And I'm happy that you decided to come along with me and do this. You have so many amazing things to talk about. And I want to bring up one subject that I had did on the second show. It was entitled "Materialistic Things in Love," and that's when we were talking about the. Do you remember when everybody was going crazy about that ring? It was $24.99.
Yeah.
And I want to hear your point of view on that. Like, how did you feel about the whole thing?
I mean, my opinion on it was like, why are people making a big deal about the price? Like, he took the time out to say that I love this person, I want to be committed to this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you shouldn't put a price on love. Like, if it's love, you love that person. I wouldn't worry about the price of the ring, how much it costs. I would have hoped that it would have been real, you know.
I'd
rather for it to be real than to care about the price.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's a real ring. It was just $24.99. It was a sale. If I'm not mistaken, I believe it was some type of Christmas sale. And I was looking online. I seen a lot of women like, hey, no guy better not come my face with that ring and this, that. But it was so divided. You have other women like, hey, it's the thought they count. It's the appreciation. I call it that as well. So,
I'm sorry, go ahead, Sterling.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm listening.
I feel like, too, like the woman said, you can't put a price tag on love. Like, what? How do you do that? Like, how do you put a price tag on love? If it's love, it's love.
You know why? Because people are spelling the real reason what love is meant to be. I have so many people that come up to me, well, if you can't do this for me, you don't love me and this, that, and that. And that's not true, because love goes, it's a different, very, very different thing. Love is deeper than what people think it is. So people play that word a lot. And
yeah.
It's deeper. The connection is deeper, and that's why a lot of marriages and situations don't last. I've never been married, but you would know more about that than I will. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but
fine. But I feel like too, like people put like, well, my situation, you know, it wasn't about love. You know, it was about he asked, I said yes. It wasn't. Just to be honest, so it wasn't on a love connection. We have a child together, that's the only thing we share, but we weren't in love to get married.
So you kind of admit that you got married for the wrong reasons.
Yes, I for sure got married for the wrong reasons.
I mean, I'm
going this person, but I wasn't in love with this person.
Alright, so let me ask you this before we go on commercial, before we go on break, because I think that's coming up in about 15. No, I'd rather ask you, because it's a deeper question. And we got about 10 seconds and we're going to break. Or do we do that on here? No. I think we're going straight.